Books on Tape presents High Crimes by Michael Kotis. Read by Mark Deakins. Prologue. Kathmandu, Nepal, March 28, 2006. Most of the world came to know David Sharp because of how desperately late he was. I got acquainted with him because he was on time. Sam's Bar at 7. During the last days of March 2006, the words were a mantra among the group of climbers I would join on Mount Everest through the next 2 months. The small terrace bar in the Tamil section of Kathmandu was a warm refuge, both from our visions of the frozen mountain 100 miles away and from the crazed, carnivalesque streets below. Most of us, wrapped up in our preparations for the climb, didn't get to Sam's until 7:30 or 8. But on the days that he joined us, David was there right on time, as was my wife, Carolyn, and on one occasion, me. As we waited for the rest of our dinner crew, David said that once he knocked Everest off his list, he was probably going to give up mountaineering. "I'm 34 years old. I want to go home, meet someone, settle down, and have children." "I guess I might climb on weekends," he said, but he sounded doubtful. It was David's third time on the mountain, my second. We were both more than familiar with the weeks of frigid suffering that lay before us, and I wondered how David could fire himself up for the long, cold climb with such a lukewarm attitude toward the sport he once loved. He was 6 feet tall and thin, with wire-rimmed glasses, a big-toothed grin, and a barely-there goatee that got scruffier on the mountain. The Guisborough, England native had given up his job as an engineer to climb.